you have this virus that's spreading and people are dying from it, people are getting sick from it, people are reacting to the reactions, to the reaction, to the it's just like this ripple effect. And I think that the uprisings last year, in part, not I mean, obviously the spark was the murder of George Floyd, but you have to acknowledge the material conditions that led to it, and then the reaction from the far right. It's just like this whole, it was a clusterfuck, to be honest with you. So out of that, sorry, I'm like elaborating too much here. Out of all that, underneath all of this was this multi-layered, complex, convoluted conspiracy theory thing, cult thing that was happening around QAnon, where a figure like Donald Trump became somehow a messianic figure out of all of that. It was really disturbing to see people that I felt were seemingly rational or had their head on straight getting into some weird ass ideas, whether it was triggered by the pandemic and wearing masks and the vaccine rollout or the QAnon thing surrounding, you know, save the children and this. I mean, it was so many things happening. It was really disheartening to see people that I loved and cared about, or I at least was acquainted with, get sucked into this really peculiar way of thinking about reality. And I'm curious, you know, you've talked about this and I want to bring this up because this lack of relation or you know, this not having an animus framework any longer has put us in a very peculiar place. So in a time like now where we have so many crises emerging, people are trying to make sense of it. And how does conspiracy theories fit into your understanding of animism and all the things we've been discussing up to this point?
I think conspiracy theories is a point where traditional knowledge perspective or Euro traditional knowledge perspective, probably also other traditional knowledge perspectives, can really give us a really good sort of outside critical perspectives on this particular aspect of modernity. Now, conspiracy theories were there before. I mean, the Romans had conspiracy theories that the Christians were eating children in secret cults, and it was also the cause of the expulsion of the Jews from England. So the phenomenon has been there, and famously, the Jews have often been the target of conspiracy theories, which should perhaps tell you something about that conspiracies are often used to hurt people or marginalized groups. However, something particular has happened in our age with conspiracy theories. I think they have become much, much bigger. And I would say that there are two defining factors that underlie this. One of the factors is basically the modern world that we've been talking about, the modern reality, that one where there's a dead machine world out there that we need to exploit as efficiently as possible. And then there is this overflowing cultural insight that we have, or perhaps psychological insight that we have. And these two don't touch each other. There's a Cartesian gap between them. When this happened, we lose our capacity to read intentionality and subjectivity in the world. You could say we lose the capacity to disclose the intentionality and subjectivity in events around us, which is what animist peoples do. And they do it in so many ways. They do it with divination systems, for instance. The caribou is not coming down, you know, like they used to do. How are we going to do this? Okay, we're going to take some bones and burn them, and then we're going to read what the spirits tell us. Or, man, I'm not succeeding in getting a girlfriend. I'm going to go to Santero and ask him to analyze what's going on in my life. You're a son of Ogun. You need to give him an offering, and he will help you. These are ways of reading subjectivity and intentionality into our life, or out of our life, or disclosing it in our life, or revealing it in our life, however you want to formulate it. Now, but with the Cartesian barrier between our subjectivity and the dead exterior world, that capacity is severely compromised. And that is why people invent sort of modern conspiracies are, it's almost like myths that are, have run off the rails, because myths are supposed to do that, exactly that for us. Tell us, okay, you know, you haven't given anything to Ogun for a year. You have to give him something and he will help you. Give us these informations. When we lose that frame, then we start inventing human actors. It is the fault of the feminists that I'm not getting a girlfriend. Yeah, or it's, yeah, it's the fault of or even invent these completely cuckoo mythologies about the whole QAnon thing that, that you just mentioned, which was, and this is also part of what has been so scary in US in the last year, is not only people driving in pickup trucks with guns pointing in all directions into little towns, and it just looks like some, I don't know, Star Wars scenario or Syria or something like that. But it's not only that, but it's also the insanity of the whole thing. I mean, I remember this woman, what was her name? Sydney?
Sydney Powell.
Yeah.
Who, yeah, she was like one of the lawyers for Trump or something like that.
Yeah, and she was she was just like going out on some idea that it was Hugo Chavez who had constructed the whole thing. The man died 7 years ago. Like, it's like, and so on the highest level, you have this completely detached reality. Now, that detached reality, that I think is actually part of the point here, because now I just spoke about the subjectivity and how we lose our capacity to read subjectivity in the world around us, but then we have this detachment between our interior and our exterior. These detachments, these ruptures, are going on in so many ways in our reality. The mirror cabinets that we are living in the social media world, they are generated by attention extraction capitalism, but they enclose us in these little realities where we are, our own ideas are being mirrored back to us. And this is on the right wing, of course, it goes completely bananas and people go like clinically insane, or that's what it sounds like. But on the left wing, we also have mirror cabinets, and we have very, very steep reaction patterns that are, and we also, I sometimes even feel that I see on the left wing that there are similar patterns, hazy, distant threads that people are personalizing in ways that are actually not so dissimilar from what you sometimes see on the right. That these are, like Tyson Junkerporter, the amazing Aboriginal Australian author that I mentioned to you, he talks about how solutions to complex problems have to grow from complex community networks of relations between people. And these, it is as if the internet, which is so relational, has kind of descended into this mirror cabinets where that just produce polarized and aggressive and hateful positions that are really difficult to create these relations. Now, the last time we spoke about the Ragnarok. Since that time, I've also thought more about that and I've thought more about it. And when you read the Ragnarok myth in the light of, a traditional knowledge perspective, I think that ruptured relation is actually what sparks Ragnarok. The Ragnarok is caused by that there are forces of chaos and there are forces of the ordered social sphere. And it's not so much just that the forces of chaos suddenly attack the ordered social sphere. They do. But the reason they do it is because that in the North European mythology, there used to be multiple, multifarious, multi-sided relations between the forces of chaos and the gods and the gods who uphold the harmonious sphere. When these ties break down, then they start behaving a little bit like Christian angels and demons, in fact, and they clash, they descend into some sort of cosmic state of war. And this is why, and I see this in so many ways, in our society today, these ruptures, there's also rupture between knowledge and populations. People are, like 2 million academic articles are produced every year that, of which 9 out of 10 are never read by anybody but the peer review board. There's a huge rupture, a huge detachment, a huge lack of relation, unrelatedness between production of knowledge and actual humanity. 2 million academic articles of knowledge productions just flowing out into nothingness. So anyway, now I veered off a little bit. Particularly with conspiracy theories, this detachment situation that we're in now is a kind of it definitely promotes, it's fertile breeding ground for conspiracy theories. So that's a combination. We have lost traditional culture's capacity to read intention and subjectivity of the world that meets us. And we have enclosed ourselves in mirror cabinets and thereby ruptured us from being in touch also with those that are rather different from ourselves.